Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah. Good morning, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your And your favorite cousin, Deanna.
Hey!
Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 79, currently 73, windy outside at the Shops on Blue Parkway.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Tater Day?
Like, as in tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm with that.
Yeah. I know you like that.
You know it. Stacey Shaw, she got your legal advice, and it's free, and it's at 7:50.
We love that. Also, on the 7 o'clock hour, we, of course, got your TMG going down. Resurface interview with T-Boz may give some insight on Chili's previous beliefs in the political realm. Tisha Campbell speaks on Martin, and a couple other things are hot topics. And I know Terrell Ray will be stopping by, talking to all things KCPCA.
You know it. Motivation in 10 minutes. El Latino and Grandview, I might be coming through today. I need some of them street tacos with plenty of onion and plenty of steak.
Oh, no.
None for D.
No onion for me.
Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Life's energy swirls constantly around you. Help yourself to its power. You never have to be apathetic or bored. There's more than enough to fascinate you, to energize you, no matter where you go. A squirrel runs down a branch of the tree outside your window. A longtime friend hopes you'll give her a call. Look a little higher, dig a little deeper, open your mind a little wider. You are always enmeshed in endless energy of existence. Invite that energy into your awareness, into your being. Feel the spark as it provides fuel to your passion and power to your purpose. From the tiny speck of dust on your finger to an impossibly distant star, energy is everywhere, always. Get yourself some. And get yourself going and live the great experience of life in this moment. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time, high up 79, and currently at a 73, fair skies at Blue Springs Lake. When it comes to protecting peace, protecting your kids is at the top of that list for a lot of parents. Now, Vanessa and JoJo Simmons, those are the adult children of Rev Run from Run DMC, they have their own podcast, and they've been talking about some critical issues, including if their children can stay at somebody's house or not.
I don't even let my daughter do sleepovers. Like, it's just family sleepovers.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
We're not doing sleepovers ever.
Going to someone else's house?
If you're asking me, I'll ignore the question. Dad, can I sleep over? No offense to any other parent or anything out here, but I just don't know y'all like that. I don't know how you run your household. I don't know what's
going on. You don't know anything.
Some people be having guns in their house.
Jeez.
That's tough. Tough decisions as a parent, because growing up in the 80s and 90s, it was essential for a lot of kids to spend the night at other people's houses. But now it's like, we hear of these stories now that are coming out about...
We heard of these stories in the late 90s, I feel like.
We're hearing some of these stories now that's coming out about some of the, you know, the trauma that some people have went through. Yeah, it's probably a better decision to, you know, unless it's family house, yeah, just chill at home.
Yeah, and even family. It depends on how close to the family, because you hear a lot of people have references of trauma built behind an uncle or an aunt. That we know how our black community is when it comes to uncles and aunts. They might even not be blood related. It's just like, oh, that's your uncle, that's your auntie. And then you hear about a story and, you know. So parents, continue to protect your kids at all costs, because my mom sure protected mine. Now, despite decades of rumors of Tisha Campbell's lawsuit against Martin back in, I believe, 97, a year into her marriage with Dwayne Martin, she actually spoke on the fact that she's never spoken negatively about Martin Lawrence.
Never have I ever said a bad, unkind thing about the show, about true. Martin Lawrence, and I never will. I will protect him till the day I die. I don't care what people think about me.
Mm-hmm.
Till the day I die, I will never say a bad or unkind word to any media outlet ever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That person needs protection, and I will protect him till I die.
There's always been rumors floating around about what actually happened. I don't think none of us know, or none of us should
know. We
know
what that paperwork says, but whether that paperwork came from a true place, we don't know. She also was a year into her marriage, so a lot of fans are speculating maybe it has something to do with Dwayne Martin being a little bit uncomfortable. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We will literally never know.
I just know that was the reason why she was not in the same room with Martin a lot of the episodes when you look at the last season.
Like last season was weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't watched Martin past like probably 90.
Really?
96. Mm-hmm. Like when Hustle Man came on, I was like, okay, that's gonna satisfy me. But when he got married,
I remember that part.
It kind of went downhill after that for me.
Most shows do. When it kind of comes to that last two seasons, most shows are like, we've been here long enough.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling that?
That is my song.
Like,
that is a top two Chris Brown song for me in my household. That's
top
all
two.
I'm, top two, baby. It's a stepper.
Just be saying stuff, bro.
don't
top
upset
two.
Me.
You said it. Are like you like you're a two stepper.
It's hot.
Like, okay. All right.
You hear that beat?
Top two.
Top two, bro. Might be one.
What?
That might be my favorite Chris Brown song. While you over there hating in your dancery, your hateration.
Another one of your top two.
Stop. Okay, we're moving on. Kansas City, we know you love those R&B throwback concerts. That's why Hot 103 Jams is giving you an R&B Lovers Tour winning week. Listen, all week this week for your chance to win free tickets to see Keith Sweat, Joe Drew Hill, and Cut Close. That's going down this Friday. Listen and win from Hot 103 Jams. We got those tickets for you. That's my jam later on, 8 o'clock hour. Good news in KCK for our cousins over there. New grocery store, maybe taking over the space formerly occupied by the Merck Co-op and downtown KCK. So when they closed at the end of last year, D, it created a food desert. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the Unified Government's Economic Development and Finance Committee, they looked at the letter of intent for a new store to open near North 5th Street in Minnesota Ave. So interesting thing, though, with this. Anthony Estrada, he is the owner of Santa Fe Grocers. He wants to open a full-service grocery store called United Market. Does that name ring a bell?
Mm-hmm, it does sound familiar.
Because that is the same store that's taken over the Sunfresh on 31st.
Got you.
And Prospect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he brings over 30 years of experience in the grocery business. He's connected to the KCK community, and it was reported that he's also involved in law enforcement in, I think, the Roland Park area. And so,
okay, come through, Anthony.
Yeah, it's we'll see what's going on, man, with these stores. It's a food desert right now at that part of KCK, so they desperately need this resource, D.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that. Hopefully, that will be successful. Now, what was successful last night, opening day at the K? We'll be back at 6:50 and be talking about them. How you say it, B?
The Kansas City.
We'll be talking about those boys up next.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 G.
Talk about putting on for the city yesterday. Them Kansas City Rolls got the dub and the home opener for the K.
Here he is. They should.
Beat the Twins 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls are now 2-2. it's high expectations for this team this year. They spend a little bit of money in free agency. Mm-hmm. And the young guys from last year, like Jack Caglione, they should be stepping up this year. So I'm looking for the Royals to actually win the AL Central.
Okay.
And big get into the playoffs.
Huh? Okay.
Absolutely, as they should.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking for the, what is it, May 15th? I think it's May 15th to May 17th is the Kansas City Royals taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. That's what I'm
BTA,
looking forward to.
BTA, Kansas City style, BTA.
Because last time you and I placed a bet, you lost. And
I still owe you.
Oh, well, you, oh I should have just God. Made you get breakfast today.
That, and
to
I
kill
just
two birds. I didn't
you.
Think of, I mean, I ain't want nothing.
I
just ate these elevation wings. But I'm cool.
Shout out to Zoe. I gotta get you something better though. I don't just want to get you McDonald's or nothing like that. You know, shout out to McDonald's. They gotta, you know, of course they got
right. Give me good some breakfast or something.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Shout out to John Sherman, owner of the Royals, as he's talking about, you know, the stadium situation and something that will never die, D. Oh boy.
You know, I don't think there's a lot I can say, Todd. I just, you know, we're working very diligently on multiple opportunities. And, you know, it's always dangerous to set a deadline, but I would tell you, I think the pace is picking up and consistent with what I've been saying. You know, I expect we'll be able to talk about something sooner rather than later, and we have a great sense of urgency about it.
Mm. So yeah, that's Royals owner John Sherman talking about a sense of urgency mm-hmm. with trying to decide the future home of the Royals, and it's like we've been talking about this.
We just talked to Mary Lucas yesterday about it as well.
But now it's some smoke. It's some other smoke with that because they're still negotiating with Kansas now mm-hmm. that we thought that was dead.
Yeah,
and they still negotiating with North KC, and and we still got the downtown thing, you know, situation. So the good news is that the Royals' new stadium will include the crown and fountain feature, which is desperately
necessary.
Needed because I feel like that separates our stadiums from everybody else's mm-hmm. in baseball. So,
yeah, I like that. Yeah, got to keep that.
The story that never ends is with the stadium situation, dog.
Right, hopefully, you think by the end of the year we'll have some idea of exactly the permanent location.
Bro, we thought it was the end of the year in 2024 that we thought. So I am not finna guess. On when this date is.
Yeah. What's up with it's your boy YGKC and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Shout out to the cousins that's checking out the stream on YouTube and on Facebook at Hot 103 Jams. And of course, you're doing it the old school way. You're listening in your car. We love and appreciate you too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Avon ladies that's selling that skin so soft. You getting that skin so soft off? I need me a bottle. But we see you driving around the city all the time. We appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine. All the ride share services, man. All the Uber drivers.
Yes.
You up there. You in a downtown loop right now. You getting that mignon.
You at the airport right now picking up somebody so you can't get that mignon.
You're hiking up them rates to get you a couple little extra tips. Huh?
Heavy on that, hiking up that rate.
Shout out to everybody that's tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the Hustle and Shine text line that's been thumping. Big love to Jackie Reed. Good morning to Dr. Lane, the best principal and co-worker ever. Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Shane Blaze, always sending us some love. Grand Rising was sent over for one of our cousins in the 816. Said, let's have a positive and productive Tuesday, everyone. One of our cousins from the 913 said, shout out to all the Piper School District bus drivers and monitors. Yes, we appreciate all the bus drivers. Every single day, everything that you all do, we appreciate you. Shout out to LaTanya Boyd. Happy birthday. Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. She said, good morning and have a wonderful Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Carmen Nora sending us some love. Said, good morning, cousins. She said she's trying to see Drew Hill on Friday. So I'm tuned in like always.
You better do your Drew Hills.
Right.
Get them ready.
Get them tell me's okay.
That's right.
Get them things going. And always, Rich Harris, we appreciate you always sending us some love because he be texting super early too, like 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Letting us know that he appreciates Hustle and Shine in the morning and just telling the town have a good Taco Tuesday. And of course, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you. Oh, last but not least, real quick. I went to Elevation last night for Quez's birthday soul session. It was a vibe. It was a great time. Major shout out to Quez. Happy birthday to you. Kim Keys did her thing. Marcus J. Marlon. Sweets also did a phenomenal job. The performances was crazy. God knew what he was doing when he did not give me the gift of singing because I would not shut up. I'm gonna shut up right now, though.
He gave you the gift of what?
Gab.
Hey, yo, shout out to Terrell Ray. He's in the building of Hustle and Shining, talking Kansas City People's Choice Awards. What's up, man?
What up, Kansas City?
Step up to that mic.
Oh, man, I wasn't ready yet. Y'all got me.
Right. We didn't throw you up in there.
Right. Oh, man, so give us some details. This year's 2026 Kansas City People's Choice Awards is going to be where?
Oh, man, we are at the beautiful Kauffman Performance Theater, Kauffman Theater. Mm-hmm. Last year was a vibe.
Performance for the Arts?
Performing Arts, yeah. Last year was a vibe.
It was beautiful.
It was so beautiful. Hey, just giving our city something, man, nice to just have memories and create, you know, those relationships with people, vibe with people, you know?
And everybody looked so beautiful, too. It was a nice opportunity to give flowers to everybody in the town, but also to see Kansas City dressed up.
Exactly.
And I also have a Source Awards moment, too.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time. It is a high of 79, and currently it is 71. Fair Skies in Raytown. Congratulations to the iconic musician Brandi Norwood. She was honored the other day with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You guys, I'm from Macomb, Mississippi. Let that sink in. I came to Hollywood as a young girl in the 7th grade. Back then, I was just a little girl with a big dream. But growing up in Hollywood made those dreams feel close enough to touch. Seeing the stars on the Walk of Fame lit something in me. It made me believe. It made me affirm over my own life. I'm gonna sing my way onto one of these stars.
And that she did.
It wasn't only singing, though. I remember Brandi on Thea. It was a sitcom.
I've heard somebody mention that before. I've never watched it, though.
It was a black sitcom that was on ABC for like 1 year. Uh-huh. Look it up. It's on YouTube. But I also remember Brandi from this song.
Okay, Brandi, we'll get that out to Kevin. Immature. Is it love this time?
You remember, this is the Megan Thee Stallion sample. From Immature. You didn't hear Brandi on the first? Like, Brandi was a little girl. She was on the first part of that.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
Yeah.
See, my early Brandi memories, of course, since I was born in the mid, late 90s, was Moesha. Watched that on rerun. First Black Cinderella.
After the first album.
Double platinum. I mean, all of the things. She was always with someone iconic. I mean, with Whitney Houston, Diana Ross. But this fire, I like this. Send this to me.
That's is it love? Is it love?
I didn't hear that part in the beginning. No, I didn't. See, he's having a moment, y'all. We're not even talking about Brandi no more. We're
talking about Immature. Hey, what y'all know about Immature?
I thought he was gonna play a little bit of Mo to the E to the. I was too ready. I was gonna do a little bounce.
You want me to play that?
It's okay.
Too late, my bad. Okay.
No big deal, no big deal. Other news, Chaka Khan. We talked about her yesterday because she made comments about Ike Turner that had a lot of people up in the uproar. But these comments she has about female performers of this generation might make somebody else pissed.
Uh-oh.
The game has changed.
Yeah.
Because all bets are off. These women are doing any and every damn thing on stage and trying to sing too. And the ones who are doing the most physicalities with their butts and stuff, you know, and their body parts are the ones that usually are compensating. So I came to sing and I came to really do a good job, and that's hard work.
Sound like somebody auntie.
Chaka Khan is hilarious. She does sound like somebody auntie.
Stuff.
Chaka Khan.
With their butts and stuff, you know.
My mom loves that parts. Song, by the way.
Yes.
I feel for you. Was that you, right, doing that?
Yeah, that was me.
Don't do that.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah.
You heard the Mad Libs, yeah.
That was good.
What are we doing, dog?
I thought it was
instrumental.
No,
I know the dude is on there and doing Chaka Khan. I thought, like.
Chaka Khan, yeah. Chaka Khan, y'all.
That's crazy. Y'all, a good song, though.
Yeah. Love Chaka Khan. And, I mean, she's at the age where, I mean, honestly, she's been speaking her mind freely, so.
All the time.
All the time.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
About to be award season here in Kansas City as the Kansas City People's Choice Awards, the 8th annual, coming up soon at the Kauffman Center of the Performing Arts. We got Terrell Ray. Founder, creator, curator, showrunner, host. He'll get your concessions. He'll get your VIP tickets. He's in the building talking about the 8th annual KCPCA And tell us, give us some more details. What's the actual date again?
July the 26th, the last Sunday. I always strive for the last Sunday in July. Make it simple, easy for people to remember.
First Sunday in Leo season.
Shout out to those Leos.
You know it.
Come out and celebrate with
crazy
us.
Crazy Leos.
You know it.
Gotta watch, keep your eye out for them when they walk in the door, though. They might come in with a little extra energy. But I know you have some extra nominations or categories this year. You're at about 82, 83 now?
Yeah, we're almost up to 85 this year. A lot of people have been hitting me up asking me to add certain categories. And we add them during the nomination round, so that way it gives everybody a chance to be included.
Right.
But they do not stay. It goes off participation. So you see the category that you know your people are in, make sure you go out there and vote. Like best cinematographer, best jazz musician.
Those are some of the new ones.
Those are some of the new ones that we are putting out. Best new business within less of a year. Okay. A lot of new businesses ask us to do that because they cannot necessarily compete with the business that's been in. In a business for a while. So
I like that. That's smart. And then nominations actually start on next Monday.
Next Monday, April the 6th, nominations start. It's so simple. There's no registration required, Deanna. All you got to do is just go to our website, find that category that they fit in, put their name in.
Simple. Make sure you support your people.
Make sure you go to Best Radio Personality.
Who we voting for?
I mean, either
it's a win either way.
Brian or D.
I mean, and Auntie Julie was up last year as well. Yeah. So you know, anybody on the home team is a win for us.
Okay.
So
DJ Terrell Ray.
You said what?
DJ Terrell Ray. Vote for DJ Terrell Ray.
Oh, the turntable.
Yeah, best DJ. You know, I don't think I'm gonna be nominated for that. But D, she might be in the running.
I only been DJing
because,
a year.
Okay,
I don't know.
Is what you need to have.
Yes.
I mean, but I know, like, look.
You sound like everybody on Facebook.
Well, I do, don't I?
Talk to me.
You need best,
this what you need.
We need best wedding DJ. Like, because there are differences.
I do.
Bro,
get where you're going.
Because a lot of times, like, the club DJs, like,
it's
sure.
It's just one, yeah,
like. Like, yeah, it's just one lane. Like, there are several different lanes.
I do like that idea.
And that's in a lot of categories, though. You can break them down to certain specifics about, you know, wedding DJ, wedding photographers, because there are people who just do that and it's different. The only reason I don't, though, is because
it's too much. It's another subcategory. Yeah. I get it.
And then
somebody
if we do that,
one.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to, can you have the best wings? Can you have the best tacos?
Right,
we get that
right,
all
right.
the
best
time.
Best sauce. Yeah. Now Arthur Bryant's in the conversation.
So we try to stick to,
we can't let that slide. You just, that's a flagrant foul.
It was a joke.
What we talking about?
Flag on the play.
Just went right over.
We didn't.
He said flag on the plate, D.
Kansas City People's Choice Awards, 8th annual, man. Thank you so much for getting on and then talk about. We'll have you on again, of course, before the awards pop up.
Yeah.
So we can talk more about it. So and of course, you know, so we can squeeze in a couple more votes for Hustle and Shine.
Don't forget, Kansas City. Monday, April the 6th, go out and nominate your favorites. Please go out and nominate your favorites. Do not hit me up saying, why am I not on the list? It's because your people did not vote for you.
They lied to you.
Yes.
Appreciate you, man. We'll holler at you.
Thank you.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
We're going to be talking about what to do if your insurance company goes insolvent. This is actually a really interesting and rare occurrence, but it has happened to a couple of our clients that have a personal injury cases against the insurance. So they got into a car accident. The person that had the insurance, they had the insurance. What is going to happen is that there's going to be a proceeding, okay? So by the court, and it's going to be order a liquidation of assets from that company. And then there's a special fund at the state level that helps insure against insurance losses. And so in this case, if you have a case with e-insurance, this is super important, there is a bar date. That means that you have to have your proof of claim submitted to the liquidators by April 1st. Now, what I did is I just Googled it, okay? And a lot of things that people asked me, at least to get started in the process, to get into the general body of knowledge, I just always do a quick Google search and then I continue more specific legal research from there. So what I did is I Googled key insurance liquidation FAQ. It brought me right to the website with everything that I needed to know, including a link to the form if you need to file a claim. This is super important because the deadline is April 1st, which is tomorrow. And so if you are in a car accident with someone with key insurance, make sure you look that information up, or you can give us a call and we can help walk you through it. Our number is 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We're going to be having Faith Justice Victory at 11:30 on KPRT Gospel 1590, like we do every Tuesday. I need to give a shout out to Daphne. I met her at Western Baptist Bible College yesterday, where myself and my sister attorney Juliana Shaw were honored during Women's History Month. So I'm so grateful for the honor. And so until next time, make sure that you're pouring into a child. Shout out to Wendell Phillips, sixth grade class. And good luck and God bless. Good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
I know there are several changes coming for the Plaza as they try to tighten things up a little bit, bring some new stores in. Well, there's a positive impact that the symphony and they'll have on the Plaza, as the Kansas City Symphony is bringing new opportunities with a new music venue. So it'll be at 4901 Main Street. And it says the development will further strengthen its future while expanding the city's ability to host national touring artists and new live music experiences. So this will be at the South Plaza venue, and it'll accommodate up to 4,600 guests. And they're saying that this is going to be transformational in more ways than one. So the targeted opening is in 2028. And I saw the renderings of this. Man, it looks like something that's out of this world. It's something that's the Plaza is going to take to a whole nother level. So I can't wait for that to open.
Sound like nearby rent going up.
Possibly. It's the Plaza, so they cool over there. They good. They got it.
Fingers crossed for it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time. It's a high of 79. Currently, it is 71. Fair skies and KCK.
What you giggling at?
The time. A resurfaced audio clip is putting T-Boz and Chili back in the spotlight, reigniting this whole political conversation as people are concerned about Chili's political views. This is a old interview of T-Boz sitting down talking to an interviewer about politics.
Yeah. You guys are about to nominate the biggest jackass in the history of politics. Straight up, period.
I think he's really going to win.
This is an all hip hop exclusive.
My group member voted for him.
Well, here's my thing is, I've been telling you guys that the voters are as dumb as they've ever been.
But you the one that called me a liar yesterday, though. You, like,
I didn't call you a liar. How did I call you a liar? This is why, like, people say Leos are so dramatic. Because all I said was give the lady some grace on the repost.
For what?
Because accidents happen. You ain't never accidentally liked nothing.
That wasn't an accident.
No,
fam.
I'm asking you. Have you ever?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying is things do happen on some of them apps. I've accidentally liked something and
that
I had to go back.
That wasn't an accident.
I think that was an accident. I don't think those two things.
Who was they talking about in that interview? Who she voted for?
I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and assume they meant Left Eye.
What? Oh, you're saying she's saying Left Eye. Left Eye couldn't have voted for Trump. That's impossible.
Exactly. I'm just saying. So much grace I was trying to give. But
look at my African American.
That's what
over
he's saying
here
to Chili.
Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Is there a point of teaching people? That's a whole other conversation. We're just going to have to talk about that on the podcast. Tap in and offer a hustle. last in the headlines, Money Long. Major shout out to the singer, but she recently opened up just on her social media about the disruption in her personal and professional life. This is why it's always key to pay your own phone bill. She says after her breakup or in the midst of her breakup that her ex allegedly cut off her phone service when their relationship, you know, was a little bit rocky, leaving her disconnected from contacts for an extended period of time, which ultimately impacted her business, costing her so many relationships and opportunities. So get your own phone line.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for... birthday announcement.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those competitive, rebellious, and those flirty Aries.
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending birthday love to TV actor, known for his role as Paperboy on Atlanta. Happy birthday to Brian Tyree Henry. A happy birthday to TV actor, well known for his role in Bad Santa, Date Movie, and a few more hit shows. Happy birthday to Tony Cox. And last but not least, sending some major birthday love to rapper and songwriter, a member of TDE. Happy birthday to J-Rock.
Okay, B, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Skeeter Massey, Lamarck Williams, and Andrew Hardy. Happy birthday, Champelle Williams, Andrea Ford, and Mark Gannon. Us sending birthday love to Mario Buchanan. And a big special happy birthday to my dog, my brother from KSHB 41, my dog Kevin Holmes. Happy birthday, man. And happy birthday to everybody else born on March 31st. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Carmen Nard. I told you I was going to get them...
You was serious, too. Hey, Carmen, girl.
I was serious. Hey.
All right, what's your car smelling like? What the air fresher's in there? What flavor are we working with?
Okay, see, I'm Slightly Hood. I got the Bon Effect baby powder.
I like a little baby powder smell, for real.
Gotta have the baby powder.
All right, cousin. We know your car smell good, but we need to figure out if you can hit these notes and finish these lyrics. You ready to win that prize?
I am. Walks by me every day, hurt and love all the same. Woman that's stolen my heart.
Everybody.
And beauty is her name.
I'm hoping I can make you mine for another man.
Oh my God.
And once your beauty is mine,
come on.
I swear we will never be apart.
Hey! Here we go, Carmen. You came through with the clutch.
Oh
you were
gosh.
Getting those two tickets to the RV Lover's Tour. Who you taking with you?
I'm taking my homegirl with me.
Y'all have an amazing time. You get caught up on stage. Which act would you like? You could pick somebody
Drew
that's in the line. You want Drew Hill? Okay.
I want to see Drew Hill. I've seen everybody else already. I don't want to see Genuine's lifting itself. I want to see Drew Hill.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.